can see everyone were glued on the report, I know. And we just said our meeting is starting at 2. Maybe because I can see we're still glued in the report. Can I give 10 minutes? Is it too much? Please, let us take this first 10 minutes. We just go through the report, go to your recommendations and the observations of the committee. I know others have just contacted me and saying they are rushing time, but it's fine. I promise you within 2 hours we can discuss this and we'll be fine. So can we have this first 10 minutes, just go through the report, after that then we'll engage you and see what is it that we do. Thank you very much.
1 minute. Don't need to stay fast.
Honourable members, let me greet you again. Our 10 minutes is over. Let me welcome even those who came after we have started. Hopefully, they will even switch off their cell phones so that you are not disturbed as well. Thank you very much. Okay, Llewellyn, Mr. Brown, are there any apologies before we even begin our meeting?
Thank you, Chairperson. We've received apologies from Honourable JK. We won't be able to make it for the meeting.
Thank you very much. That will be noted. Honourable members, we have got a report in front of us where the first part is basically what we got from the presentations from the department and the three entities that we have. Then we have our recommendations and the observations that we have made as a committee. And the sole purpose of this meeting today is to look at the report, go through it, we correct it wherever we feel it needs to be corrected. We do additions, then we adopt, of which I don't think that will take us a long, surely by 4 will be out of it. But let us not even waste time. Can we go through page 1? What we are going to do, we are going to correct, we are going to add if ever there are any additions per page as we go through. So can we go through page 1? Are there any corrections or additions that you want to make in on page 1?
No.
There is a hand. Honourable Basson, I noted, can you switch on your mic?
Thank you, Chairperson. I have noted that all the sectors involved in this presentation are captured, but the portfolio committee members are not captured. Is it necessary to have the committee members captured as well?
Okay. Honourable Basson is noting that the committee members, those who were present, and the apologies on 2 meetings, there is no indication of them on the report. Asking, is there a need for that?
I think, yes, though we normally do not reflect the membership in these type of reports. They are reflected in the attendance registers for the meetings that we attended. Where members normally we have them reflected as normal oversight visits from in the report, but not for this report. We can it's neither here nor there whether we add them or not.
Okay, I don't think it makes any difference even if we add them. If ever the committee feels that we need to be reflected, but really. There is no absolute need that you reflect because we are talking of the portfolio committee that was there and it's set over a number of days. So, but unless really you feel as a committee that you need to see our names there, then because there is no harm that, you know, it can make, that is why. But, yeah. So what are we deciding? But as per the precedence, when we go to this report, we don't reflect the members, the names. So, I would suggest that we stick to that if ever there's no one is going to be harmed on that one.
Correct.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, still on page 1, is there anything that you need to attempt? Nothing on that project. I got 2. Thank you. Let's go to page 2. Honourable
Chair, I might have missed this, but the minister mentioned very specifically in her address that we would have to tackle rationalisation of schools. She went into it in quite some depth. In fact, she said that all provinces had backed off after the issue in the Western Cape, and you know, it ended up in court, etc. But that it's going to have to be tackled. I didn't see it mentioned. At the end of the first paragraph, under addressed by the minister, key focus areas for the department, amongst others, would include dealing with the, and then it lists a whole lot of things. And I would suggest that rationalisation, the need for rationalisation of schools, be included in that list.
Okay, I think that's that point is taken after supply and demand, and also the rationalisation of schools. It's fine. That should be added. Any other things on page 2? Let's go. Okay.
I may, if I'm out of order, please shout me down. But could I be capacitated into what exactly, unfortunately, the minister is not here, this, because we have to debate these things. This rationalization of schools. What is it that she was referring to?
She was referring to the process where we look at these schools that are said to be not viable, these small schools, where we feel that the department, there is a lot of money that is being wasted, and even the quality of education that is being offered in those schools. Remember, the staffing is due, it's pay. The enrollment, you find that let me make an example of a primary school from grade up to 7, but due to the number, you only find that there is one teacher or two teachers. Definitely, even the quality of education that is being offered is not, you know, it's not up to standard. So when you rationalize those schools, it's when you look at such instances, make sure that maybe you close schools, you open a bigger schools, where, you know, you rationalize the whole thing.
The MSC in Gauteng is advocating.
Exactly, that is what.
Similar to that.
It's similar to what in CA, it's similar to what happened in KZN, it's similar to what happened in the Western Cape. Though we have noted that sometimes it's just clouded by politics, sometimes that doesn't, you know, but that's the process that we are talking about. Yeah, and he even mentioned that we need to be very much careful when you do that, when you deal about it, but we've got no choice. Sometimes it needs to be done. Yeah. Clarified. Thank you very much.
It's only one mention also. I don't know. Because
I don't want to be shouted down when we debate. Because she premised all this, that she said the department is all now for radical transformation. That is her words. Am I correct?
Am I correct? Though we're not preparing your speech now, but exactly that's the radical changes and transformation that you was mentioning. Part of it. Let's go to page 3. Honourable Lovemore?
Chair, I just wasn't sure I'm not sure. You should actually change the department's draft medium-term strategic framework, which is, I think you're referring to an extra D here. Is it a reference? Sorry, 2.2.1, I beg your pardon. It says overview of the department's medium-term strategic framework, MTSF. If that's a reference to an extra D, then it should be draft. If it's a reference to the old MTSF, then obviously it is a fit. So I'm not sure which one it refers to.
Thank you, Chairperson. Indeed, we are referring to the draft MTSF.
Is the draft one? Okay. Satisfied, Honourable Lapo?
Yes, sure.
Okay. Are there any other issues on page 3? Let's go to page 4. On page 4, on 2.2.2.1.4 infrastructure, they did make mention of the norms and standards that are out now. So I feel that on the bullet number 3, somewhere, somehow, we feature that by ensuring the targets of provision of water, electricity, and sanitation facilities are well met. And it was as per the norms and standards that has been issued. I feel that we should indicate that we were talking on the norms and standards that are there when it comes to the issues of infrastructure, if that is agreed upon. Okay, thank you. Any other point on page 4? Let's go to page 5. Page 6. Page 10.
Starts on page 11, and that is 2.2.5, the non-negotiables and medium-term strategic framework priorities. Again, it's the draft medium-term strategic framework. But some of these bullet points are very vague. If you go to the second bullet point on page 12, it says prioritizing, now this is a key theme, prioritizing teaching and learning, especially in terms of the fiscal constraints. I don't understand what that means. And I think I did understand it in the meeting, but I don't understand it now. Then there is the second last bullet point under in that list, the National Education Policy Act, monitoring and evaluation, norms and standards, impact evaluation. What does that mean? And then provincial district school realities factored in non-negotiables for the sector. Those three bullet points I don't understand. They're very vague.
On the one on strengthening the role of all players in not that one, prioritizing teaching and learning, especially in terms of the fiscal constraints. I know Secretary and the content advisor would get in there, but as far as I remember, it's when, as you look at the topic, it's when we're talking on the issues of the non-negotiables, where we say there's the emphasis on the teaching, because that is where we, in the discussions that we had, it was more on the emphasis on teaching and learning, because that is where we lose it when teachers are not, the difficulty is when teachers are not in time, they're not teachers in class, but maybe we can devise the way of putting it in such a way that, you know, more than prioritizing it, it was more on emphasis that teachers should do their work, and that is what is going to be part of the learning brochures to make sure that is happening. I'm not sure, but...
Sorry, I didn't, you know, when it says especially in terms of fiscal constraints, it doesn't make any sense.
the latter part to myself, I don't understand it, but maybe it's as if, let me not talk for you right here anyway. That is why the interpretation I made when I read it, but let me not talk for you. Can you respond on that one?
Thank you, Chair. That's a tricky one. The essence of the statement is that the teaching and learning should be prioritized in the context of fiscal constraints, meaning balancing fiscal prudence and the need to develop teaching and learning. But maybe we need to make it more.
Yeah, I would suggest just taking out the long haul sentence, just prioritizing teaching and learning. And
another one, which was it?
It doesn't really make a, when you say prioritizing teaching and learning, over what? Because the teaching and learning is the core business of the Department of Education. So there's no question of prioritizing.
That is why I use the word emphasis.
And also on page 11.
Can you finish up on the point that Honourable Lovemore has raised, which was number? Honourable Lovemore, the second one was?
Chair, the second one was the second last bullet point. It says the National Education Policy Act, monitoring and evaluation, norms and standards, impact evaluation. What does that mean? Those are key. Does that mean monitoring and evaluation, norms and standards, impact evaluation? Impact evaluation of what? I don't understand.
They are started from towards the realization of school for 2013. Key themes for basic education were as follows. It's the National Education Monitoring Evaluation, norms and standards, impact of evaluation. Because we are just talking of the... Remember, we're taking it from the paragraph on page 11. The themes that the basic education wants to see happening. So here was to say we want to make sure that,
make sure that in NEPA, the National Education Policy Act is being implemented, where we look at the issues of monitoring and evaluation and the normal standards and the impact of evaluation thereof, as to say, do you see any need, any progress, any changes, because it's one of the critical areas that we always say when it comes to education, the evaluation of our the system, the evaluation of the teachers themselves. Maybe I do get the gist of what and the understanding. Maybe we can suggest as to how we restructure the sentence, but that is what they did. I believe was being captured on that one.
Yeah, perhaps we have to, what you have to add is that impact evaluation, just rephrase that one.
Can you rephrase it?
Impact of?
Impact of evaluation, yes. And also on page 11, when you say the last, the first bullet, focus 11, focusing on the quality and efficiency of education. Does it make sense to say efficiency of education? Efficiency in parenting education.
What page is that in?
Page 11.
Yes.
Just the last
title. In education.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Efficiency in.
Yes.
Honorable Makoto.
Thanks, Chairperson. It's just an advice. Chairperson, I think maybe it will be appropriate if we look at that paragraph as a whole, you know, not as individual bullets, because it will make more sense when we really do that. Because in my view, also, it will be also important that we don't change the essence of what has been stated there. Because whether we like it or not, that is the plan that the department has highlighted that it will be engaging upon. So I think you know, to sort of change the content, it will be very difficult for us to accept that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. We note the advice, honourable members, but if ever the way it is put, the rephrasing of it, making sure that we don't change the content, that one I think we prepare that one. We can't change the essence of the thing, but really if you feel that, I would always say this is the portfolio committee of education, so even the way we put things, we must show that it's education, so that... Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Page 13.
So, Chairperson?
Yes.
On page 13, under program 3, 2.5.2 programs, program 3, the first bullet point I found ambiguous. There was concern amongst members that there was a move to revisit the placement of teachers, as teachers were being placed randomly in any grade, irrespective of their expertise. There wasn't concern that there was a move to revisit that. In fact, we welcomed the plan to revisit that, in my recollection.
Yeah, the concern was the skills mismatch.
That's right,
and
sure.
Yeah, I think you are correct there. We welcomed that because that's the thing that have been noticed. Then, if we are ready. No, thank you very much for that. Yeah, you've captured that. Yes, Honourable Bojan?
And also, Chair, still on page 13, in my view, this may disadvantage some of us, where that paragraph, performance indicators, see that one? On page 13, performance indicators, it starts with, as with the fourth Parliament Portfolio Committee, the committee is concerned. You know, some of us have to dig now into the fourth Parliament's concerns, you know. Why don't just remove it and just say, this committee is concerned.
Continuity.
No. But it doesn't work that way.
No, I totally get you. I totally get you, and I know they took it for granted that they've been there in the fourth. Oh, yeah. We are raising things of this fourth Parliament. It doesn't make any harm. We can just remove that and say the committee is concerned that some crucial quality performance will be. Then we move on like that. It's fine.
Page 14, sorry, Chair. Still on
13.
Yes, I'm still on 13, and I am on the last bullet point on page 13, where the committee queried the effectiveness of the IQMS tool, etc., and then the next sentence starts, encouragingly, the department reported. I would take that word encouragingly out. That's putting an interpretation to the whole thing. It's just the department reported.
Were you not encouraged by that?
Well, I don't think the reporter's got any right to say whether I was or not. It,
no,
the reporter's adding its own interpretation to
this.
Well, if you know, the fact that it's been with the LRC for 4 years is not that encouraging. But no, the word must come out, in my view.
Why are you saying, but why are you still there? Why are you still thinking of encouraging it? On the first sentence of that bullet, the committee queried the effectiveness of the IQMS and asked the department to first check its, let us put the check there, yeah, please. Yeah. To first check its revision. So, what are we saying on the word encouragingly?
Chairperson, I don't, you know, I'm not going to fight about this one, but I would prefer it to be removed. This should be a factual report.
Oh, because we're not
sure whether all the members were, any member was being encouraged. Okay. Okay, members, do you get that one? The factual thing. So that one is very, you know, well, it's fine. It doesn't change any core.
Yeah.
Page 14, we're removing it then. Page 14. Suggest it is important that the department give special attention to the accommodation of grade R. What accommodation are we? Are we referring to classrooms? Are we referring to teachers themselves, as to say that they get it under? Let me suggest, Mendel, because at the end we'd love to adopt the minutes, this report. Can we also make suggestion? Everyone agrees that sentence is a legally vague as to say what is it, what is the meaning. Yes, we know we are prioritizing grade R. We'd want to see those classrooms being in order to teach grade R. We want to see their teachers, not, you know, even the practitioners themselves there. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be accommodative, and if we said it is important that the department gives special attention to the upgrading of grade R phase, is it too general? Or that's why I don't know if they were referring to teachers, but specifically we're referring to teachers, because she said teachers on that grade even are not part of the Educators Employers Act, and also they're not qualified. So focus should be on the qualification and what?
Yeah, we're referring to the qualification.
Yes, and also
even to the structures accommodating grade R, because their classroom is different from.
Yeah, sure.
Minimum class, so. Another question.
Chair, I'm just having a different idea. I don't know what's the problem with the statement, because here, I think the statement was saying that since initially they are not given special attention, it is important that they be given that special attention, those grades are like the others from grade R or not. But initially it is said that they are not considered much.
Let us put that, because we need to have the minutes that are a true reflection of the discussion. If that's the angle that you want us to put, yeah.
Yes.
That special attention, but what is it that you are talking about? As we are saying, it must be part of the teachers themselves. Their practitioners should be part of EAs. The classrooms must be as per the norms and standard of the grade R class, you know, other than, because what we always say, let us try by all means to have a report that is too general, that another person who was not part of the meeting cannot understand.
Okay.
That is what you must try for. Let's make sure that when this report falls on the road, the person who was not in that meeting cannot say what is it that they were talking about. So I'm happy if we have raised the way it has been taken, as you say. Let us be specific and say we accommodate them if ever we use them. I don't know whether the word accommodation is proper, but yes, Honourable Mbojan.
Leaving accommodation means we can say attention to the accommodation of grade R in terms of, we mentioned those things that you are saying.
yeah, in terms of for them, we mentioned what
I was still on page 14. Any other issues to be raised? Page 15. Honorable Mkwala.
Chairperson, I think let me raise this thing.
14 or 15?
On the way we are dealing with the report also. Chairperson, I think in order for us to be precise with the report, because our meetings are recorded, on the basis of what we have just agreed upon, let us ask the two gentlemen who are next to you to go and look at the recordings of this thing and make sure that they are able to structure it properly. Because, you know, we are going to end up thumbsucking some of the information because it's very clear that most of us do not have our notes here. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, in whatever way, I agree with you, but I don't think that has been a bone of contention that can make us do that. But in a spirit of working together, all of us, really, you can go and do that, Honourable Mr. Brown, but are we saying we are in disagreement with the amendments that we have made? Because again, we cannot put more burden to Mr. Band and Mr. Brown if ever we are saying we are in agreement or on that sentence. If ever you can just clarify on me on that one so that we can say, let them go and even go through the recordings if ever it's supposed to be. Are we not in agreement as per what we have just amended? Honorable Mwoni?
Thank you, Chairperson. The first thing we must first look at before we can refer anything to for review, let us find out whether we all agree in the amendment. If we agree on the amendment, there's no reason for us to go and to look for it. It's only when we want some disagreement. See, I think it's part of our meeting, it's part of us to do that.
Honorable Lamo, your hand is up.
Yes, Chair, I'm just looking at my own notes, and I mean, I obviously didn't write down everything, but what I've got written down here, and it was, I think, Mr. Kojana talking at the time, but I'm not sure. ECD, pre-grade R and grade R, interdepartmental committee with social development has been established. Progress has not been rapid. Therefore, curriculum and delivery and training of practitioners have been a problem. Task team now set up. National curriculum framework for 0 to 4 years has been developed, will be piloted nationally in 100 ECD centres, will inform implementation and rollout in 2015, working towards 2 years of compulsory ECD. That's what they said to us. So I agree with my colleague that if we say accommodation in terms of, and then can incorporate those sort of factors.
And I wanted to say now, since we are now on the matter, let us give the scribes, etc., in terms of maybe building the centers, upgrading the teachers according to national.
Basic grade.
Yeah, that's just the basic things that are mentioned in the grade.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Page 15. Page 64. Page 15,
Honorable. There's no amendment. It's just that we, because we are professionals and we're in education committee. Mm-hmm. If we look at 3.1.1, sentence number 3, I will read the whole sentence. The council had a net surplus of 19. At least 1.9% of the budget revenue from operation was recognized due to certification income from previous, I think that the but it should be scratched from the previous year.
The previous year.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Page 16. Page 17.
Mm-hmm.
section 3.2. There's that word which is to...
Which paragraph?
3.2, South African Council for Educators.
Yes.
Then sentence number 4. Due to the austere budget... Why was that austere?
The council reported that it had functioned less than optimal due to the estate project cost basis. What is your question, Alan Bunbunina?
Can I be told what that was there? I don't know what it means.
What's the meaning of the word? It's from austerity. Now I'm trying to say what can, it's from the word austerity. If budget that is
tight,
that is tricky for that thing, you know.
We used to say it's the ring fence.
Exactly. Yeah.
Page 18.
Page 19. Page 20. Page 21.
On page 21, 3.2.4, I'm just trying to see where, it's the bullet point that's dealing with the backlog, but I didn't note what number bullet point it is. There's a bullet point that deals with the backlog, budgeting for a backlog. So, sorry, I just wrote down backlog bullet point. It's
seven.
Yes, sorry. It seemed as if SAIS was budgeting for a backlog stroke deficit. It sounds like from the way it's written here that it's financial. It's not. It's a backlog in terms of dealing with the cases that were referred to them, and that must just be clarified, please.
So we suggest that it's just set for a backlog in cases.
Yes. And then Chair. Under that same 3.2.4, the last two bullet points, I think, in fact, they're duplicated under ELRC. I think they belong under ELRC. Portfolio Committee queried the role of the ELRC in dealing with temporary educators, and it also spoke about IQMS. Those last two bullet points are duplicated under ELRC, and I think they must be removed from the SAIS one. Page 23.
honourable members, when you are, when you look on page 26, bullet point number 5, I feel that I'm just throwing it to you as a committee. That is where we need to raise our recommendations, the main recommendations that we're talking to the DBE together with the entities that are there. For me, the recommendation that I think needs to be flagged in there is the whole issue of quality, education, efficiency, what other times can, so that indeed that is what we recommend, is to say from what they have done, the presentation that they've made, one thing that we all agree that we are still lacking in mostly is the issues of quality, efficiency, and that is where we want to see value for money. In our recommendation, sort of wrapping our report, I would love to see such a statement being reflected.
Sorry, Chair, I'm just for clarity, you mean you want to add a fifth bullet point and a conclusion to what?
Should we say you are recommending or we're concluding, but...
Is that where you
and
are?
Under recommendations.
Yeah.
Or maybe after, or under conclusion, then it's fine.
Yeah,
under conclusion. Now we are coming up with a very big 10 years.
Accessibility, improving the efficiency, and to bring down the inequities that are there within the education sector. So I think you are quite correct, Chair.
Chair?
Yes,
sir.
I propose that we accept that one, though my suspicion that it has been caucused somewhere, but it's okay. We accept it. We accept it.
You know, I think I like the part. It means we can. We, that's synergy. You know, it's something that I just thought of as I'm seated here. I like that
channel.
We can assure you, it was never forecast.
No, it's
I
remember it was not. It's the same caucus where you are sitting, where it was raised.
Okay, thank you very much. Honourable members, that's the report that we have. Do we accept this report with the amendments that we made as the true reflection? Can we have a mover for accepting these reports for the benefit of us that we submit them for? Because we cannot go to our budget vote before this is as then submitted. So to get him over to that. Honorable, who's the honorable just now? Honorable Khosa.
Chairperson, I move that we humbly, after you see, considering so much discussions from this committee, that we accept this report.
Okay. There is the mover. Do we get any second?
Accepting or adopting?
We're adopting the report. That's the mover of us adopting the report. Mm-hmm. Are we getting any second to that? Honorable Woolley?
The report is seconded and the mover is seconded.
So we do have the second to the mover move for the adoption of the report. That means we have adopted our report. But before we adjourn the meeting, honorable members, I would love to thank our secretary and our content advisor for the excellent job they've done here, and considering the pleasure that they've been working under, the time was so limited. I know they were not sleeping, and despite of that, we got this very good report. We would love to thank you very much for the hard work that you have put in here. Thank you ever so much. Again, honorable members, can I take you, honorable Ngoni, then honorable Ndosha?
I thought, Chairperson, you were closing now after that. But one, I want first to thank you for the way you have conducted these things from when we started meeting. I was very much moved. And also thank these members. You see, these members were listening attentively. I could see, Chairperson, they were reading these documents. And then every time they were listening to one, and their input, everyone, every party that was here, I'm very much impressed, including myself. Thank you very much.
I like that
trend. Chairperson, I understand we're debating this on Tuesday.
Tuesday at
2. 2. Please, can I make this request? Could the ANC please give extra minute to the IFP? I've got only 3 minutes,
day.
Please.
One day.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, honorable members, for the contributions. I was still going to thank the members of the portfolio committee, but honorable Mguni has done that on my behalf. Thank you very much, honorable Mguni, for doing that. But really, I wish the spirit that you are working with, we can continue like this. And I see that even honorable Bonchana is taking chances just because he sees that we are working as a family. But what I can advise you, honorable Bonchana, for you to get an extra minute is to go out today and campaign even more. It's fun. Honorable members, let us meet on Tuesday at 2 at E249, where definitely we won't be blowing each other, but we'll be there to debate the issues that are in the interest of our country to make sure that we get that quality education. Thank you ever so much. Bye-bye. Enjoy your weekend. Prepare your speeches well. See you on Tuesday.
Yes, I did. My phone is blocked, I guess.
Sorry, I didn't do my
honorable members, can we please confirm on time? I thought it was 2, but I'm getting indication that it might be 10. So don't stick to two and say I said so. Honourable Blackmore, maybe I shall. What time is our debate? It's two. Yeah, I check.
Then presentation is after two. It's due 4 o'clock to 7:00.
Yeah, it's fine. Then
for
the morning session,
10:00.
Two. Yeah.
One hour later. Later.
What did you get?
Hey, you guys, when you call it, you start to run Master 10, you start to go. The end system, when is it?
Thank you.